Yeah, I do know about cerebral palsy. That I had an interaction with. Well, there's an AVM that I had an interaction with, and that's a difficult case to handle. Mm-hmm. But Down syndrome, I have a very personal. I have a personal friend who is Down syndrome. Who has Down syndrome? He's about 38 or 39.
Okay.
He's my very good friend. It's part of his disability. Okay, so he can't go through the formal education. Well, hey, listen, he's very good with things like music. You know, would you like to take me through your experience with people with Down syndrome?
Yes.
What you've seen?
I would start with the medical and then go a bit about the factors that can predispose people into Down syndrome.
Okay.
So Down syndrome is not an illness. It's not a disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a condition. And that condition is when you have an extra chromosome. Naturally, God created us to have 46 chromosomes.
How many do you have?
I have 46.
That's how many do I have?
You have 46.
What if you have two chromosomes missing? What does that mean?
Well, that's another syndrome that we don't know yet.
Oh, okay. So okay, yes. so everybody, once they are correct, even she has 46.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So basically, it happens when you have an extra package of chromosome. And you know, our chromosomes are a package of genes. And basically what that means is that when you have an extra replica of that chromosome, that child is predisposed to Down syndrome, also known as trisomy 21. Now the factors around it is it affects the baby's body development and the brain. And it also affects the physical features. And that's why you see children are different in terms of physical features.
Yes, the eyes, you can know them from the eyes.
They have almond-shaped eyes. They have some palmar crease, just one line on their palms. They also
What do they have on their palms?
Palmar crease. It's one line.
We have two, right?
Yes, we have two, and they have one.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. And then apart from that, they're not tall. Apart from that,
they're powerful though.
Yes, they have muscle tone, low muscle tones. So all of these things are the things that could predispose or the features that are encountered around having Down syndrome.
Oh, okay, look, let's look at it this way now. If you suddenly wake up and you have a child and you discover that he has Down syndrome, what are the challenges you're going to have along the way?
Let me explain. So you don't wake up and have a child with Down syndrome. It starts
from
the womb. So once a woman is pregnant, in fact, I'm going to start with women above 35 having more inclination to Down syndrome. And then if a woman, that was the trend then, but now things have actually changed. You have people, you know, who are actually above that age and below that age having Down syndrome. So once someone has Down syndrome, it's in the womb. So that means the doctor has to have like screening and diagnosis to really find out if there's any symptom around.
One second there. When you say screening and diagnosis, do you have to present yourself for that screening, or is in the normal process that it will be discovered?
Well,
Do you have to ask your gynae that, look, hey, could you please test this baby?
Exactly. And say, you have.
So it's not going to come out in your normal interaction with your gynecologist, unless you ask for it.
Exactly, unless you ask for a diagnosis or
that, that's important for people to know, though.
Exactly. People don't know, and that's why, even if they know, would they kill the child? That's another thought that comes.
Well,
into,
from what month?
You know.
From what month?
Would
you be able to? Would it be like from the first month, from when you miss your period, it can be tested?
No.
When the baby is formed?
3 to 6 months. So screening starts within that time and full diagnosis between 6 to 9 months.
When you do discover that this is what is about to happen, that they're about to have a baby, who, what would you do? What would you expect such a person to do?
Well, when that happens, I know that it's very important to start thinking about awareness, getting people who have had it in the past. Because that way you educate yourself about what to do. I have, you mentioned someone of 37 years who has Down syndrome.
Yeah, so BJ.
Imagine what the mother went through when she gave birth to him and what she did differently.
Wait a minute. When you say what the mother went through when she gave birth to him, is the birth process any different from normal?
No, it is.
So it's the same baby delivery.
It's the same delivery, but
it's,
you know,
the
psychosocial problem, how will I put it? The mental stress that mothers go through, postpartum, let's put it that way, depression. Because nobody wants to have a child with Down syndrome. That's the truth. But when it happens, it's a shock. And you begin to wonder. I mean, I've seen parents that have told me they felt like killing the child.
Whoops.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because it's really expensive to take care of a child with Down syndrome, because the child is exposed to medical, social, and educational intervention. And if they are not provided at the early stage of the child's development, that child can become redundant and even have other effects in the future, like congenital defects, that means hole in the heart. That's really expensive to take care of in terms of surgery.
It's something you don't want to contemplate, especially in a country like this.
Of course.
But let me tell you, educationally, it's a zero. Is that what you're saying?
Well, awareness is what we need. People think they're imbeciles. People still call them derogatory names and think that they're not part of society.
Yes. Some even keep them. That's where I give my friend's parents a lot of credit. I was able to become this person's friend. He always likes beating my tummy. He calls me pregnant. And the first day he called me pregnant, I think he was about 22 or so. And I looked at the sense of poetry in this. Okay, so I have a pot belly, okay? And he just looks at me out of the blues and just looks at me and says, pregnant. Since then, he's been calling me pregnant. Because, of course, I then feign annoyance. I roll on the floor like I'm angry. I'm going to beat him up and things like that. But you need to look at that sense of poetry. Also, with this friend of mine, I call him my friend because his dad is too old for him to be my own friend. I don't mix with people like his dad, even though I'm older than the dad himself.
Wow.
But I can't beat him, my friend. Mm-hmm. Because you need to also look at his sense of music. So if parents are patient, okay, if parents are patient, they're knowledgeable, they're patient, they don't react to social stigma. Because in some cases, there are some homes I have been to in Lagos here, I never knew they had a child. The child will always be locked up somewhere. But I think that is in the past. I think things are getting much better now.
There's a lot of awareness. And there's community support. I'm going to talk about that as well. You have a lot of organizations now springing up, talking about this, not just locally, but globally. So you can connect online, you can connect in person. And there's even one in Fagba called Down Syndrome Foundation Nigeria. I'm sure you must have heard of it.
I've heard of them. I think they were the ones that were in Suleri.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic job doing the bringing up young adults with Down
syndrome.
You're running
the commercial for them.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you're going to pay.
Well, some students are on scholarship. Let's put it that way. Most of the children are on scholarship.
I know. Yeah. I'm actually the trustee of some organization that has to do with Down syndrome.
Wow.
I'm a trustee of that organization. I have. All of us actually should get involved in things like this. Stop looking at your own family as the territory that you have. Your territory has to be expansive.
Yes.
You know, and our elites especially need to understand that. Don't just want to take care of your own children. Okay, look at our elite, for example. You mess up the educational sector. All our leaders, our elite, mess up the educational sector thinking that their own children can go to public school in the UK and from there go to Cambridge and go to Harvard and go to Stanford and go to this Ford and that Ford, go to school in Ukraine and things like that. But you forget that you're living in a community. You forget that you're one day going to grow old, and you forget that one day this child that you've been pampering will just have this very strong desire to be amongst his people. Fate has a way of playing that game on you. What do you then do?
Exactly.
So we I wonder how acceptable has the society been generally to your organization and the things that you preach? How do they see you as wanting just to make money?
Well, we are. I'm sure there are other things. Profits, but I can talk about the things that makes us acceptable. First and foremost, we believe in inclusive education. If you go to some special needs schools, you see them clustered together and learning. How can they learn right when they are not placed with non-disabled learners? So we are breaking that barrier and placing them with non-disabled learners.
Let me ask you something, because we're running out of time. Let me ask you something very quickly, talking about education. Is it better to take a child with Down syndrome to an ordinary school or take that child to special needs school? Because I had a discussion once, and somebody had said that if you take the child to this school for special needs, sometimes they tend to now pick up the habits of the other kids. But that if you took them to the normal school, maybe it would influence them to come back to normal, as we may speak.
It's a great influence because you begin to find their ambitiousness. Many of them have reached out to us and say, I want to be an IT specialist. I want to be a robotics.
You're kidding.
I'm telling you, because they learned STEM and robotics from us. They learn career practices like how to write CVs, how to program, how to create websites. So
these
it's an amazing
dancing.
Yes. So, I mean, they can do anything or everything if we give them the space to do it.
Okay, you're going to do me a favor. Okay. You're going to, at a date that we both agree, we'll bring two of them down here so we can talk to them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You're sure?
Of course. That's very possible.
You can handle that?
Yes, why not?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Miss Rachel in Negbedion, and she belongs to an organization that takes care of people with special needs. What do you do in your other life?
I consult for development organizations in terms of disability inclusiveness.
Oh, so it's still within.
Yeah,
it's still within.
Exactly.
So, are you a child psychologist or what? What?
I'm just a development professional.
Development professional.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. What does that mean?
That means I'm into civil society.
Just in case
practices.
I have some children who are telling me, Uncle Jimmy, I want to be a development like that auntie. So I should tell them, how do you become a development professional?
You just have to be a civil society actor. That means you have to be involved in civic duties.
You don't need a certain level of education to achieve that.
You do actually need. You have to be good in social care and development practice. That means working with NGOs.
Is the training for that formal?
Well, I would say it's formal. At the same time, it's informal because you go through a lot of experiential training as well.
No, when I say formal, of course, what I mean is that would you then have to go to a university or polytechnic or whatever?
They would have to pass through, at least do their master's, through development studies as part of your course. Yeah.
So you have a master's?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to get a PhD?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
In the next few years.
Did you go to UNILAG by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go do your PhD in UNILAG, okay? It's not good to go through life without mentioning University of Lagos in your CV.
Wow. Tell me
Which
more.
University did you go?
I went to AAU.
Which one is AAU now?
Ambrose Ali.
Oh, Ambrose Ali?
Yes.
Okay. It's close to where I went to UniBend first.
Oh, okay.
They threw me out and I then found my way back to Lagos. Okay. I think we do have one or two people who want to call. Are you ready to receive,
Why not?
Inquiries?
Of course.
Okay. Hello. Good morning. Morning. Oh, we lost all that again. Let's see if we have another caller. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Davis. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
It's Mr. Davis from Oto State.
Yes.
The first point that you have made about Niger, they want to name me to Buhari. Well,
yes.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm from Southeast.
Okay.
So if you like, make it do the third one, name his name, put his name there. There's nothing much there.
Okay. Thank you.
I thank you for your program.
Okay. I like the way he put it. He said, if you like, build the third bridge, there's nothing much there. Meaning, but it could be sarcastic. One thing you find, let's talk generally a bit, is that people sometimes can be sarcastic, but the people who listen don't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a bit of that sometimes?
Yes, I do.
Don't you think this last caller was sarcastic?
A bit.
If he said, if you like, you can build it.
Yes, yes. I understood what you mean.
All right, let's take another call here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Go on, man.
I'm calling to correct an impression by your guest.
By my guest, okay, yes, go on.
Okay, so I'm a mother of a Down syndrome child.
Yes.
Who is 10 years old this year.
He's 10.
And when she was doing her introduction, she said that the doctors are not supposed to check if a pregnant woman will have a child with Down syndrome.
The doctors are not supposed to check. Is that what you're saying? She said.
Yes.
I never said.
She never said so.
Sorry.
Request for it.
She never.
I never said so.
Request for the check.
Supposed to do what?
No, madam. Let me first of all correct the statement you made when you said that. Okay, can you repeat what you said so we have a clear understanding?
What she said, you asked that at the point when the person is the woman is pregnant.
Yes.
If the doctors are supposed to check if the doctors have...
Yes. Oh, you have to ask for it.
Good. And she said you have to request for the doctors
yes.
to do that.
Yes.
I think that's wrong.
Oh, I see. Okay.
As part of the pregnancy testing and all that, you're supposed to check the viability of the fetus.
Okay.
After about 4 months, you're supposed to check everything about the fetus. If the child has... And if there's any possibility that the child will have Down syndrome, that's supposed to be checked. Even from your scan.
Yes.
And, you know, I had a situation where I wasn't checked and I wasn't advised. And when I discovered that the child had Down syndrome, I had to call my doctor and ask the doctor, why did you not advise me to do this?
Yes.
Because you are the professional.
Yes.
You're the professional. You ask if at the end of the day, if you say, I'm going to have a child with Down syndrome, I'm going to remove a pregnancy.
No. Okay, madam.
Uncle, 1 minute. It's because it presents a psychological trauma that comes after the birth of your child.
Yes,
you're better prepared to take on what will follow.
Well, if we were to go by your experience, then it lays credence to what the madam here just said, that you'd better ask. That's the import
you
of what she said.
You might not know that you're supposed to ask.
That's why she's saying now that you better ask. Since in your own case, the test was not even done. You didn't know. So she's right.
What I'm saying is that professionals who advise their patients.
No doubt about that.
They should do.
But the reality, madam, the reality is that you need to ask specifically. Okay, thank you very much. There's no point splitting hairs over this. Would you like to react? I've been your lawyer for a while. I'm going to. I understand what she's saying.
Yes.
What she's saying is that it should be done, but we are looking at the Nigerian situation where you better just ask the questions yourself. For example, you won't believe that you still have doctors who wouldn't ask that you do a malaria test before they recommend drugs for you. Say, okay, it looks as if you have malaria. Understand? But if you value your body, and you're aware, go to the doctor. Don't you think I should do a test just in case it's this or that?
Just in response to her,
direct to her
statement, I remember saying that you need to run a test. You know, you asked me if you've missed your period. I said, well, quite too soon, but you can still do it within the first 3 to 6 months, 6 to 9 months. I mentioned it.
Yes.
The first stage is the screening. And then the second stage is the full diagnosis that gives you, more insight of the child's condition.
Yes.
That was what I mentioned.
What is most important for me, while this argument is going on, is for people out there, wherever you are, get up now in case you're pregnant. Go insist that these proper checks be run.
Yes.
That's where I'm going. That's the part that...
But there's another part again to it I want to add. If you know that you have it, don't give up.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Accept it with faith and take it with good faith, with good blessing, that this is part of the blessing that God has given. Because they are amazing.
Is it
that's
curable?
So amazing.
Just for the record, is it curable?
It's not.
Two, is it avoidable?
Well, we can't say for certain because there's no known factor of why it happens. Only thing we know is that when you have extra chromosomes.
Is it hereditary?
No, it's not.
It's not. So the fact that... this I'm going to ask with all seriousness, and I'm not kidding. Sometimes you find that are people anxious that they believe such a person sometimes should have what they consider a normal life? You go hire some woman and say, okay, let him be married to this person and so on and so forth. Can they go through all that process of fathering? I mean, they can father a child. I'm not saying biologically, but nursing a child and being a father and so on and so forth. Shouldn't they be left to their own devices in case they would want to do that? But you know, sometimes, especially amongst my people from the Southwest, they go get some lady and try to force you to live what they consider a normal life. Is that advisable?
Well, I won't advise it. I think it's better you just, like you mentioned,
let them move at the pace that they can handle.
Exactly.
I've seen, because I know as we're talking about these things keep occurring to you, and I'm remembering that there was a case once where some woman was hired and they paid her money to have children for him and so on and so forth. And people just need to be open-minded about these things.
In fact, there are more disabilities out there. You have autism spectrum disorder. You have cerebral palsy. I mean,
oh, cerebral palsy, yes. is that's frightening.
In fact, this is the month of cerebral palsy as well.
Wow,
this month.
I better go grab the AVM.
We can talk about it some other time. I could share more information
on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's frightening though.
Well,
that's right.
You know, that condition predisposes one to have, movements, not movement impairment.
Yes.
You can't move well.
Yes.
And then, you know, it also affects the gross motor skill. That's your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the fine motor skills, the hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so
it's a frightening thought.
It is.
Let's take one or two more phone calls. That will be done. Oh my God, we lost that one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you people for your YouTube.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you, which thing are you congratulating us for now?
No, the topic before.
Oh, the topic. Oh, you find it interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take our last caller for the day. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm Kate.
Please go on, madam.
Are you still talking about the bridge in Onitsha?
Yeah, just go on. Yes, we've had it today. Yes, go on.
Well, I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
When he borrowed dollars, he didn't give us one kobo.
What do you mean, give you one kobo?
He did not give us $1.
Of what?
He has been, there was a time he borrowed money. And
so what do you want? You want him to borrow money and be distributing to everybody?
I'm not saying, when he borrowed, he didn't give anybody in the East.
What do you mean, give anybody? Who did he give?
I saw the newspaper publication, different states that they share the money to.
Oh, come on, madam.
He has not been treating us well as
give me a break, madam. Sometimes I like to test people who react like you. This, what you are talking about, did not happen. He did not borrow dollar to give people in other states. Let's be very clear. When you are on, wait, madam. A radio station is not a marketplace where we throw banter like this. Okay? Let's be adults here. He did not, and I repeat.
Let's leave that one because I read it.
You read it where? Where did you read it?
On the paper.
Which paper, madam?
I don't know the one.
Then you don't know. Don't play mischief on radio.
It's all right.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All these bridges.
We need to be careful when we call in on radio. This is a serious program. Yes, we might banter, we might laugh about things. But I have zero tolerance for misinformation of any form. How could you say that the president borrowed dollar and was now distributing it to other states? You know that people who listen sometimes don't have deep knowledge. They don't have, they might just think that what she said is true. And therefore, I apologize on her behalf for misleading some of you. Let it be on record. President no borrow dollar to hand over to anybody. I don't know what it is you want to say, but you need to mind your language carefully. Let's take another caller before we leave. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Very quickly, you have just 1 minute. Go straight to your point.
Okay. I have a baby with Down syndrome.
You have?
Yes, I have.
How old is he or she?
He's going to 3 years.
Yes.
But one thing that keeps me confused.
Yes.
Because when I got pregnancy for her, so all through the 9 months, I was doing ultrasound.
Yes.
So, and no signs of it, because they say that if the baby will have sign of Down syndrome,
yes,
there will be a fluid at the back of the ultrasound.
Yes.
So when I gave birth, there was nothing like that fluid. It's coming out normal like other my babies.
Okay.
So when, and 3 months, the baby started changing. It was very plumping and healthy. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
Okay, madam. So, the thing is, we don't have time. What I will do for you is, if you contact me later, I'm sure you find a way to contact me. I'll link you up with the madam and she'll be able to answer your question. Because we got to go now. Thank you very much. Okay, we have to leave now. I'm so sorry I had to cut you off. Thank you very much, madam, for coming.
Thank you.
We hope
you'll
be here again
much.
Very soon.
Thank you.
That's why we'll end it for today. We'll be back here again tomorrow, it's Friday. On Saturday, we have Captain Blade coming in for the discourse. You don't want to miss that. We're going to take a critical look at all the security challenges that we have now with the recent one that we have in mind. All of you know Captain Blade. You're probably wondering, why do you always bring this man? I don't care bringing a man all the time for as long as he's knowledgeable. Just like I do with legal matters, I bring in Libros, GT, Candy Johnson, and so on and so forth. We like to bring people who we are sure know your onions. Because some things are not so much a matter of opinion, but a matter of fact. And therefore, you know, once we get a resource person, that's my style, we tend to dig our teeth into it. Again, for the madam who called and was making a wild statement, wild statements are not allowed during my program, and I don't think any other presenter would allow that to happen. What we want to do, again, we want to deal with facts. We don't want to use our programs as vehicles for propaganda of any form. Okay, and please, you know, on this program, when you do call in, we keep to the subject of the day so that we are not distracted. I'd like to thank you one more time for coming. Zainab, Ekupalemawe, you look like you are fasting even before the fasting period. I went by when le. We are fasting now anyway. I find it very easy, very difficult to eat 3 square meals a day. The takers are around the corner. They'll be here in less than 1 minute, so don't go away. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.